Harper Audio presents Run the World, My 3,500-Mile Journey Through Running Cultures by Becky Wade, performed by Allison Ryan. Introduction. The devil is in Durartu. Today very, very not strong. Stretching at the base of Mountain Toto, 8,500 feet above sea level, I caught my breath after lagging behind Banshee and Messeret in that Morning Hills workout. I had an excuse ready. I'd arrived in Ethiopia only days before and would need several weeks to acclimate to the time zone and altitude. I longed to prove to these women that I was also a serious runner, having competed at the U.S. Olympic trials and at the World Junior Track and Field Championship. But neither my language nor my lungs would let me. I'd have to gasp my way through the girls' easy runs, watch helplessly as they pulled away from me in workouts like this one, and grin with every shout of encouragement. Aizo, Becky! Berta! Durartu, though, was struggling. The 22-year-old, born and raised in Sololta, a town 10 kilometers outside Addis Ababa, could normally hold her own against the other two. Pound for pound, my 5-foot friend was one of the stronger distance runners I'd encountered, with the quads of a soccer player and the spring of an antelope. But you never know it if you saw her that morning. As Banshee and Messi bounded up the dirt road, Durartu lagged farther and farther behind. Glistening with sweat, a grimace on her face, she looked more like the local firewood carriers who piggybacked buffalo-sized bundles up the mountain than she did her fleet-footed training partners. In broken English and the same nonchalant tone she used to describe Doro Wet and Shiro at dinner the night before, Banshee explained Durartu's dilemma. The devil was inside her, sapping her strength. I've never wished more than in that moment to understand a foreign tongue. But given the English to Amharic language gap, not to mention cultural chasm, I had to rely on a bare-bones explanation and my own limited experience to make sense of what I had seen and heard. I thought back to the blue Rice University track in Houston, Texas, where I'd spent the past 5 years chasing faster times in the 10,000 meters, 5,000 meters, and 3,000 meter steeplechase, and tried to imagine the same conversation. Sorry, Coach Bevan, but I can't finish the last mile repeat hard interval today.
What's going on? Are you getting that weird sensation in your lower legs again?
My coach of almost a decade, Jim Bevan, would ask, probably dreading the details about my latest injury. No, it's not that. I'm not hurt. It's just that the devil is inside me, and he won't let me finish the workout. There was a long list of excuses that my forgiving coach would accept from his runners. A stomach ache, a sleepless night, poor recovery from the last workout, even a recent breakup. But inhabitation by the devil had no place in it. Worlds away in Ethiopia, the cradle of humanity, and of many of the world's best endurance athletes, Banshee's explanation wouldn't be given a second thought. In fact, it was one of the more acceptable reasons that Durartu, one of the most privileged runners in the area, would be too weak to complete a hill session. Along with Banshee and Messi, she had raced her way to a scholarship that entitled her to 4 months of comfortable housing, balanced meals, English and career skills lessons, and her first structured running environment. The Yaya Girls, named after the Yaya Village Hotel and training camp, where I lived and volunteered for 2 months, were the envy of Sololta, living like royalty compared to most of their family members and neighbors, whose homes were typically shacks, lacking electricity and running water. The girls were still learning how to reconcile this new temporary existence and its many resources with the familiar, simpler one that awaited them at the end of the program. They slept 2 to a twin bed for comfort when there were enough beds for all, and declined the pre-run breakfasts offered each morning. Clearly, the lifestyle preferred by first-world runners was not universally considered ideal. Less apparent was if and how, by exposing Banshee, Messi, and Durartu.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?